Bachelor Right Now with Chris and Austin starts now.
Do it now.
Now on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
5:11, News Radio 92.3, Pensacola Right Now. Chris Bryan and Austin Price with you. Thank you so much for giving us a ride home this afternoon. We always love when you crank us up and take us with you when you're leaving work.
Yeah.
Interesting, in 7 days, the 2025 Sun Belt Conference Men's and Women's Basketball Championships returning back to the Bay Center. It's like the Swallows returning to Capistrano, you know, great basketball on the way. All 14 Sun Belt teams, by the way, competing March 4th through 10th in a single elimination tournament. The guy really behind all this thing here and knocks himself out on this, of course, Ray Palmer, CEO, President of Pensacola Sports, joining us this afternoon. Hey, Ray, how's it going, bud?
Could not be better, sir. How about yourself?
Having a great day today. This weather is absolute. I was over on the beach earlier today, Ray, and there were people in the water. There were people actually out there in the water.
Those crazy foilers, maybe? I don't know.
Well, the foilers are in the bay. These guys were in the Gulf, and I just thought, spring's coming, and when spring's coming, it always reminds me of the SBC tournament coming to the Bay Center, and I cannot wait for this thing to unroll next week.
We're excited.
You know, and what I like this year, and I wasn't sure. I don't think we did this in the last year. You have absolutely themed every single day. Something is going on that will attract somebody in terms, and let me give you an example. On, like, for instance, on Fat Tuesday, March 4th, Mardi Gras Day, all folks coming to the games wearing purple, green, or gold can purchase one, get a ticket, adult ticket, for either Mardi Gras Day session. That's pretty new, isn't it? Who thought of that one?
Well, you know, we embrace our Mardi Gras season here in the Panhandle and Pensacola. And, of course, the Sun Belt Conference is based in New Orleans. And a lot of their senior leadership are very much New Orleans people. And it's, you know, it's a challenge for them. They wouldn't even be normally working, you know, on a normal year on Mardi Gras Day. And so they make the best of it. I suspect there'll be a lot of Popeye's fried chicken in the back. There'll be a lot of king cakes out being done. But the whole big picture with the partnership and why we are so adamant to stay in good graces with the Sun Belt Conference is their commitment to make a difference in our community.
Right.
Every year, we want this thing to be bigger, better, appeal to more people. Like you said, every day's got a theme day. They got an education day. They got a women's day. But, you know, why not Mardi Gras?
Yeah, exactly. And I'm all for that. And you're absolutely right, because those folks over in New Orleans, you know, Fat Tuesday's like a federal holiday. Nothing happens over
right.
there except party. And so that's dedication in getting this tournament all in place and in gear. Because, my goodness, if you look at it on a short scale, we're only hours away from the first dribble going out. And, man, this is going to be so exciting this year. And again, let me just say, we have the Education Day and Youth Day, the Military Appreciation Day. That's Friday. Then the day I like is the Saturday. The Fan Festival, you got to get out there early to catch them. They have these big orange balls through the parking lot. They have a hoop. You can shoot hoops out there. You can get SBC balls from that side. A lot of other vendors are in place. I love it when the different, you know, the SBC teams come and they bring their cheer squads with them and their bands, and they get up on stage and they crank the place up like crazy. You cannot not be a basketball fan once you leave that thing on Saturday.
Well, and to top it all off, they bring out this amazing drum line, bring them all the way from New Orleans. You know, what better city for music?
Right.
They bring them all the way from New Orleans, and they dribble the 650 or 700 kids with their basketballs up the ramps and into the arena. It is such a cool sight.
Well, you know, we're so fortunate to have a tournament like this. You know, Pensacola Sports does a bang-up job SEC soccer, women's soccer tournament over at Ashton-Brosnahan. This is another example of your quality of work and what you guys do for our community. Right now, as we stand with this tournament, Ray, can people still get the tickets, and how can they go about doing that?
Well, I would highly suggest the very best way to get a ticket is to go to the box office, right. Pick the session that you want to go to. If you want to go to multiple sessions, there is a deal for $99. You get a ticket to all 14 wow. sessions in a great ticket. So down in the lower bowl, it's a reserve seat. You can get section 102, 103, you know, all those center court lefts are sold out at this stage, but there's still plenty of really, really good seats available in that. And for $99, it works out to whatever that is divided by four, not much.
Yeah.
For a day, a night of entertainment. And that gets you not one, but gets you two games.
Yeah.
So except the championship games, those are one. But everything else is two games for you're dividing up 14 divided by 99. Whatever that math is.
Basketball fans, 28 teams, 14 men, 14 women's competing in 26 games over 7 days. You cannot beat a setup like this. How long do we have this tournament, Ray, moving past this year?
This is our fifth year, and we have signed a contract beginning next year
nice.
For five more years
wow.
with an option for five more years. So five to 10. And a lot of it is going to depend on, you know, the community.
Yeah.
You know, who's kidding who? We got to show up and we got to tell these people that we're glad they're here, that they've shown up from James Madison and Troy and Arkansas and Texas and Georgia. You know, our community has to say thank you to them. And this is a great opportunity for us to show up to these college kids and say, hey, come live with us. Come vacation with us the rest of your life.
Yeah, you know, and it's a great product. The SBC basketball program, the good basketball programs, both the men and the women's. You touched on a few of the teams. I would not be doing this justice if I did not remind everybody the Sun Belt teams coming to our city: App State, Arkansas State, Coastal Carolina, Georgia Southern, Georgia State, James Madison, Louisiana, ULM, Marshall, Old Dominion, South Alabama, Southern Miss, Texas State, and Troy. That is a lineup.
Men's and women's, plus their bands and plus their cheer squads. It is a great show inside that building.
All right, Ray Palmer, CEO, President, Pensacola Sports. Always a pleasure. Thanks for your time. I know you're a busy guy. Thank you, Ray.
Thanks, sir. Have a great day.
Okay. Always enjoy talking to Ray about the things that they do, because they do so many great things. As a matter of fact, they just wrapped up Double Bridge Run, another huge successful event. I like it to put it like this. If you see Pensacola Sports' name on an event or so, it's kind of like the good housekeeping seal of approval. You know, a bunch of smart people are behind this.
That's one way to put it, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Anyway, thanks to Ray Palmer, CEO, President, Pensacola Sports this afternoon.
All righty, 5:18 here. We'll take a quick break. When we return, the White House not yet saying what will happen once Elon Musk reaches the limit for days worked as a special government employee. Details on why that's significant and more coming up in just a few minutes right here on Pensacola Right Now.
Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin. We'll be back after this.
Here's today's Strength for Life with your host, Pastor James C. Johnson.
What is the one thing God will not forgive? After all, the Bible plainly explains that if we seek God's forgiveness, He will forgive sins such as lust, lying, and even murder. But the one sin that God will not forgive is the sin of unbelief. To refuse to believe in Jesus' virgin birth, or His sinless life, or His substitutionary death, or His resurrection from the dead, or to refuse to believe anything that the Scripture declares about Jesus is to consign your own soul to an eternal hell. The good news of the gospel is a message of forgiveness of sin, but again, the one sin that God will not forgive is unbelief. Acts 16:31 says, "Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved."
That was James C. Johnson. He serves as the pastor of North Stone Baptist Church in Pensacola, Florida. For more Strength for Life, please visit our website, strengthforlife.church.
Hobbies can be fun and expensive. How about a hobby that's fun and could make you money? Find out how this Thursday morning at 10 with Emerald Coast Coins. Hear about precious metals and metal detectors as a great hobby. For nearly 20 years, Emerald Coast Coins has been one of the top-rated businesses in Northwest Florida to buy and sell gold, silver, and the best metal detectors to find treasure. Get more information about this Thursday morning on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620. The possibility of lung cancer can be pretty scary, especially if you're one of approximately 8 million current or former smokers at high risk. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know that now there's a breakthrough low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early, and it only takes 60 seconds. You stop smoking, now start screening. For an easy quiz to see if you're eligible, visit SaveByTheScan.org. It could save your life. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
If you're living with dry age-related macular degeneration or dry AMD, you may be at risk for developing geographic atrophy or GA. GA can be unpredictable and progress rapidly, leading to irreversible vision loss. Now there's something you can do to
slow it down. Slower.
iZurvey is proven to slow GA progression.
iZurvey gets GA going slower.
iZurvey or Avacincaptad Pagel is a prescription eye injection used to treat GA. Don't take it if you have an infection or active swelling in or around your eye. iZurvey can cause eye infection, retinal detachment, or increased risk of wet AMD. iZurvey may temporarily increase eye pressure. Your vision may be impaired after an eye injection or exam. Don't delay. Ask your doctor about iZurvey today.
iZurvey gets GA going slower.
Visit iZurvey.com. That's iZurvey.com.
In the world of payroll and HR services, things can get complicated. There are so many moving parts in business. At Avalon HR, we understand these complications and have your back. Join us tomorrow, 10 o'clock on the Pensacola Expert Panel as we guide you through the complicated world of payroll and HR services. Running a business is busy work. Allow Avalon HR to work with you. Join us tomorrow on the Pensacola Expert Panel at 10 on News Radio 1620 92.3 FM.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Hey, Andrew McKay here on the Pensacola Morning News. We talked about the Santa Rosa County Commission deciding to move in the direction of putting a toll on the Navarre Beach Bridge Causeway because that bridge needs to be replaced. Also, the drama surrounding the selection of people for the Land Development Code Rewrite Task Force. It's just a couple of things, but that has been so much drama. How did the OLF 8 meetings go in Escambia County? And was the purpose of Elon's email just to find the non-existent federal workers? You can check out the podcast at newsradio923.com.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, Pep Talk. Mornings at 9, right after Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Now, back to Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
Radio 92.3, Pensacola Right Now. A little bit of John Fogerty this afternoon. Chris Bryan, Austin Price. Feeling darn good today. I don't know what's up. The staff meeting today put me in a good mood or something.
Yeah. We typically have pretty high-spirited staff meetings.
Well, you know, I don't know many companies. Ladies and gentlemen, I'll let you in on a little secret here. We have these staff meetings once a month, and everybody from all the stations come to it, and we hear all the reports, what's going on around here, who's doing what to who, and things like that. But I will tell you this. Never worked any place that they fed you like they feed you around here. I mean, you come into the studio, there's food sitting out on the counter out there. And then after our meetings, what do? Yeah, let's go. Let's eat.
Yeah.
Everybody gets fed. Good place, let me tell you. Everybody in here should weigh 400 pounds. Amount of food that is consumed around here. Hey, coming up in 20 minutes. I'm ready for this one. The book is called Crayon Dawn. I'm not sure I'm going to call it a tabletop coffee table book.
Yep.
I'm not going to say that. It's really more than that. The photos, and I showed this book to a lot of people and staff today, and they were just saying the photographs, amazing.
Yeah.
And that's what you're going to find. We're going to talk to the author, and she has no this is not her first rodeo. I can tell you that. Sharla Gorder, Pensacola native, beach lady. And a very interesting woman. I did have a chance to meet her at the Jerry Blank we had a fundraiser for Jerry. And, of course, if you remember, Jerry is the karate a gentleman from Pensacola, native Pensacolian, out there in the Palisades. Movies, did movies, eighth degree black belt, very accomplished karate expert. He was in town, and we did the fundraiser, and I had a chance to meet Charla. So I thought you would like to meet her as well. She's very interesting, and she's a Pensacolian. So we're going to talk Pensacola coming up in less than 20 minutes on News Radio 92.3.
All righty, 525 here, though, so we'll get another quick check of the roads and weather for you now. Brought to you by Executive Landscaping. You can call them today for all of your commercial and premium landscaping needs. Looking at the roads here, we do have an accident being reported. This is right as you are taking exit. It's right as you are on I-10 traveling westbound, passing the I-110 north ramp. I've never said exit when describing that. But it is causing some backups, pushing you back onto I-110 north. So be on the lookout for that. Also have some severe congestion right where North Davis Highway meets Scenic Highway in front of UWF's main entrance, heading towards Pace. We do have some problems there as well, but there's no confirmation of an accident there. Outside of that, it's just a couple more of the usual spots, such as Gulf Breeze Parkway traveling eastbound towards Tiger Point. As for the weather, 70 degrees right now, low of 50 tonight. Tomorrow, high of 71, low of 54.
No complaints on my part. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis is boosting the idea of his wife as a potential successor when he leaves office next year. Tanya J. Powers has more.
Florida First Lady Casey DeSantis has never sought public office before, but that isn't stopping her husband from saying she could potentially succeed him as governor. Ron DeSantis told reporters on Monday he thinks she could bring in more votes than he did in a state he won in 2022's re-election by a 20-point margin. Last week, President Trump threw his support for governor behind Florida Congressman Byron Donalds, despite the fact that Donalds hasn't said he's running for the seat, although he is expected to. Donalds, who was a Trump surrogate during the presidential campaign, told last weekend's crowd at the Conservative Political Action Conference to stay tuned about his future plans. Tanya J. Powers, Fox News.
And the White House not yet saying what will happen once Elon Musk reaches the limit for days worked as a special government employee. He can currently only work a maximum of 130 days. When asked about that limit earlier today, White House Press Secretary Caroline Levitt said to ask her again in about 100 days. Musk has been overseeing the Doge project since President Trump was sworn back into office last month. Doge having laid off federal workers and canceled contracts as part of its efforts to cut government spending.
Okay, I didn't forget you. I promise you I didn't. I want you to hear this near collision taking place on a runway at Chicago's Midway International.
What we've got from Southwest Airlines now is a statement saying that flight 2504, which I understand now came in from Omaha, Nebraska, came in to make that landing, and they did a go-around because there was something in the runway, and that is a flex jet. The 2504 ultimately landed safely at Chicago Midway Airport. I'm reading from the statement on Tuesday morning after the crew performed a precautionary go-around to avoid a possible conflict with another aircraft that entered the runway. The crew followed safety precautions. The flight landed without incident. Nothing is more important to Southwest than the safety to our customers and employees.
Yeah, the Flexjet messed up big time. He was instructed. I saw the B-roll here from Fox a few minutes ago. Air traffic controllers instructed the Flexjet, the private jet,
right,
to hold short of the active runway. Stop short of the runway. What'd he do? Right through the runway. That could have been terrible. That could have been a massive problem.
Oh, my goodness. Charges are upgraded against a man who allegedly confessed to police he was trying to kill Palestinians on Miami Beach. The Miami-Dade State Attorney's Office has announced they believe Mordecai Brofman was motivated by hate. However, his defense attorney says the 27-year-old is mentally ill and felt he was defending himself. One doctor has already declared him incompetent, and a second evaluation is expected soon.
Okay, finance site WalletHub compared all 50 states based on key indicators of immoral or illicit behavior.
All right.
Now I've got your attention. Florida came in third with the highest rankings coming in. Ready? Jealousy in third place, lust in third place, vanity in third place, and the high rate of white collar crime. Now, who are the most sinful cities in the U.S.?
Las Vegas.
Only six Florida cities were on top of that list, and just one broke the top 10. Ready? Miami at number 8, Orlando 11, Tampa was number 27. Fort Lauderdale, 29. Jacksonville, 49. St. Petersburg, 87. And you notice, that's the list that you don't want Pensacola to be on.
Right.
So, hey, way to go, Pensacola.
Yeah.
Very low in immoral and illicit behavioral acts.
Yeah, we're not a crime center of the country.
I mean, to tell you, you should go ahead and smile about that one. Very, very proud. Yeah.
Fox News, I'm John Saucier. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky expecting to visit the White House this Friday, and it comes after Ukraine and the United States have reached an agreement on a framework for a broad economic deal that would include access to rare earth minerals. Here's President Trump.
It's a very big deal. It could be a $1 trillion deal. It could be whatever, but it's rare earths and other things.
Well, congressional Democrats are claiming the president is falling short of campaign promises to slash high prices for Americans. Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer.
Over the last month in office, President Trump and Senate Republicans have not focused on lowering prices or making life easier or better for American families. In fact, they're doing the total opposite.
The Conference Board reports that its consumer confidence index on the economy fell by 7 points. America's listening to Fox News.
With your money now. Apple shareholders today rejected a request to abolish its inclusion and diversity program. The proposal, submitted by the National Center for Public Policy Research, was voted down at Apple's annual shareholder meeting. The proposal pushed Apple to stop its DEI practices, citing CNBC reporting that showed companies like Alphabet, Meta, Microsoft, and Zoom rolling back their own diversity initiatives. Shares of Hims & Hers Health dropped 28% at one point today on the heels of the telehealth company releasing fourth quarter results that disappointed on gross margin, sparking further concern regarding the future of its weight loss business. On Wall Street, stocks finished the session mixed, with the Dow gaining 160, the S&P 500 was down 28, and the NASDAQ lost 260 points. U.S. crude oil futures for April continue to tumble more than 2%, sitting above $69 a barrel. That's your money now.
If you're living with dry age-related macular degeneration or dry AMD, you may be at risk for developing geographic atrophy or GA. GA can be unpredictable and progress rapidly, leading to irreversible vision loss. Now there's something you can do to
slow it down. Get it going slower.
Izervay is proven to slow GA progression.
Izervay gets GA going slower.
Izervay or Avastin Captid Pagel is a prescription eye injection used to treat GA. Don't take it if you have an infection or active swelling in or around your eye. Izervay can cause eye infection, retinal detachment, or increased risk of wet AMD. Izervay may temporarily increase eye pressure. Your vision may be impaired after an eye injection or exam. Don't delay. Ask your doctor about Izervay today.
Izervay gets GA going slower.
Visit Izervay.com. That's Izervay.com.
This is Zach Gelb with the Sports Minute, sponsored by TaxSlayer. Start filing free today at TaxSlayer.com. The Packers want the tush-push ban, and Falcons coach Raheem Morris and Bills coach Sean McDermott are in agreement. Here's my question, though. Why? And don't tell me it's for player safety, because there's still many dangerous acts on a football field that are allowed. In reality, the Eagles have become automatic on the tush-push, while others struggle with it, and that's a real reason why some are trying to eliminate the play, because it's a big advantage for Philadelphia. I'm Zach Gelb.
What does it feel like to file with TaxSlayer and get your guaranteed maximum refund? It feels like the last level of a video game, facing off against the final boss who stands between you and your refund.
All your refund has belonged to me.
Using the power of TaxSlayer like a secret power-up he doesn't see coming.
Only the most tax-confident can defeat me.
Throwing your laptop at his video game face and watching him crumble into a giant pile of shiny coin tax refunds.
Oh, not fair. You use TaxSlayer.
Start for free and get your guaranteed maximum refund. TaxSlayer. File fearlessly.
O'Reilly.
You need parts? O'Reilly Auto Parts has parts. Need them fast? We've got fast. No matter what you need, we have thousands of professional parts people doing their part to make sure you have it. Product availability. Just one part that makes O'Reilly stand apart. The professional parts people.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Guys, ever had a bad experience in the bedroom that totally threw you off? It messes with your head, your confidence, and suddenly, it's all you can think about. Next thing you know, you're avoiding trying altogether because the fear of failure is just too much. That's where Wave Men's Health comes in. Their providers have been helping men overcome ED and providing hope even when the pills and other treatments have failed. Their proven personalized treatments have some of the highest success rates out there. No awkwardness, no judgment, just real results that bring back your confidence and that connection. It's important to get your ED treated quickly so that it doesn't get harder to treat down the road. Wave Men's Health has treatments that online pharmacies only dream about. Tonight is your night for intimacy and connection. Call Wave Men's Health today at 850-266-7020 or visit wavemenshealth.com. Your consultation is discreet and could be the start of something incredible. 850-266-7020 or visit wavemenshealth.com. And let's make tonight unforgettable. Wave Men's Health, making it happen.
Northwest Florida businesses pay an average 20% more for phone service. Data Revolution wants to change that. We are your local, service-focused VoIP provider. Right now, offering a free bill review and free installation for new customers. No matter where your team is, Data Revolution can help. Experience the service and support only a locally owned company can provide. Join the revolution at datarevs.com.
Hey, Escambia. Today, ECUA is talking trash.
Specifically, bulk waste.
July 1st, 2023, bulk service changed to call for pickup. Schedule a pickup by calling the ECUA customer service department anytime before 2 p.m. on the day prior to your normal pickup day. Bulk pickup is still included at no additional charge. Schedule a free bulk waste or special pickup for construction debris for an additional fee. Call customer service at 850-476-0480. More information at ecua.fl.gov.
Know what to throw, 850.
Are you looking for the best news in talk radio in Pensacola? Then tune in to News Radio Pensacola. We're your source for the latest news, weather, and traffic, as well as in-depth interviews with local and national leaders. We also have the best talk radio lineup in town, with hosts that are passionate about the issues that matter to you. So whether you're looking to stay informed or just want to hear some great conversation, News Radio Pensacola is the place for you. News Radio Pensacola. Informative, local, dependable.
To Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
News Radio 92.3, Pensacola Right Now. I saw that guy at the Bay Center, Barry Manilow I'm talking about. Yeah. What an amazing artist. I could listen to that. Another great selection there, Mr. Austin.
I'm on a roll.
Afternoon, everybody. Chris Bryant, Austin Price with you. Pensacola Right Now, News Radio 92.3. 7 days, 2025, Sun Belt Conference men's and women's basketball championships returning to the Bay Center. Just mere minutes ago, we had Ray Palmer on from Pensacola Sports talking about this massive event and really a great economic engine for the city of Pensacola and for Escambia County. This is a real big deal. Comes to town next week, March 4th through 10th. So make sure you do support this tournament. Great basketball, 14 teams in town. All Sun Belt schools will be competing in a single elimination tournament. So very excited about that. Talking about the Ice Flyers as well. This weekend, another brutal road trip as Pensacola will face Roanoke in a two-game series Friday and Saturday. Ice Flyers returning to home ice on March 14th and 15th, matching up against Quad City, puck dropping both evenings, 7:05 in the Bay Center.
All right. And a member of the Denver Broncos coaching staff facing some serious legal issues. Denver outside linebackers coach Michael Wilhoit facing a felony assault charge for allegedly assaulting a police officer over the weekend. The Denver Post reporting that Wilhoit allegedly punched an officer in the face at Denver International on Sunday. The 38-year-old was later arrested and booked into Denver jail on a no bond hold.
Knew what you were talking about. 5:39, News Radio 92.3. Timberwolves take a comeback win against the Thunder. And Guardians owner Larry Dolan passes at the age of 94. Jared Max has a Fox Sports update.
Fox Sports update.
Shea puts it up, off the heel, tapped out. Minnesota pulls off the shocker against the Thunder. From 25 down, Minnesota wins 131-128, ties the largest come-from-behind victory in franchise history.
On FanDuel Sports Network North, the Timberwolves trailed the Thunder by as many as 24 points in the fourth quarter last night before they mounted a furious comeback against the Western Conference leaders. The T-Wolves scored the final 16 points in the fourth quarter to force overtime and then beat the Thunder 131-128 one night after Oklahoma City had beaten Minnesota. Detroit Pistons have their longest winning streak since the 2014-15 season. Pistons won their seventh in a row, 106-97 over the Clippers. Zach LaVine had his best game with Sacramento, a season-high 42 points. The Kings humbled the Hornets, 130-88. Nikola Jokic with a career-high 19 assists. Nuggets beat the Pacers, 125-116. The 76ers lost their eighth game in a row, blasted by the Bulls, 142-110. First win in seven games for Chicago. The Wizards snapped a six-game losing streak with a 107-99 win over the Nets. The Hawks ended their losing streak at three games. Atlanta beat Miami 98-86. The Trailblazers edged the Jazz 114-112. Portland has won 12 of its last 17 games. Longtime owner of the Cleveland Guardians, Lawrence J. Dolan, died Sunday night at age 94. Dolan purchased the Guardians in 2000. 4 days after his 42nd birthday, three-time Cy Young winner Justin Verlander made his first start for the Giants Monday. Pitched two innings, gave up a solo home run, struck out one. Verlander entering his 20th Major League season. You can download the Fox Sports podcast on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you download your favorite podcasts. I'm Jared Max.
Get more on the Fox Sports app and foxsports.com.
And the Super Bowl champion Philadelphia Eagles, Chris, you mentioned this last hour, they will reportedly go to the White House if invited, despite some claims online that the team would say no. Reports came out last weekend that the team would skip the visit, but a team official tells Sports Illustrated they would be honored to visit the White House. The Trump administration apparently has not sent an invite to them just yet.
I was surprised.
Pleasantly.
Absolutely. I think that they, not that I think that they should, but it's the right thing to do. And
right.
So, yeah, maybe Philadelphia is getting a change of heart and possibly a meeting with President Trump. That will be fun. An update in the case against the woman accused of defrauding Elvis Presley's estate by attempting to auction off Graceland. You've been listening to this. This is crazy. Lisa Janine Finley changing her plea to guilty Tuesday, this morning actually, during a hearing in Memphis. Notice I do the Elvis pronunciation of Memphis. Jonathan Siri has the latest from Atlanta.
The Missouri woman is accused of an elaborate scheme to auction off Elvis Presley's iconic Graceland estate by falsely claiming the late singer's daughter, Lisa Marie Presley, had pledged the property as collateral for a $3.8 million loan prior to her death in 2023. Finley allegedly threatened to sell Graceland to the highest bidder unless Presley's survivors paid a settlement of nearly $3 million. A judge stopped the auction after Elvis's granddaughter sued. Finley's sentencing hearing is scheduled for mid-June. Under the plea agreement, she waives her right to appeal the sentence. In return, prosecutors will dismiss the second count against her, that count being aggravated identity theft.
All right, just about 5:44 here. We'll get a slightly early check of the roads and weather for you. Let's see. I'll keep it brief because there's not too much going on. Still have some backups on I-10 if you are traveling westbound, passing the I-110 north ramp, so be on the lookout for that. Also a little bit on Pine Forest Road traveling northbound towards 9 Mile. Last major spot's going to be Highway 90 traveling eastbound passing Avalon Boulevard. As for the weather, 70 degrees right now, low of 50 this evening. Tomorrow going to be a high of 71, low of 54.
Okay, 5:44, News Radio 92.3 Pensacola right now. Chris Brown. Ryan and Austin Price. Beautiful Tuesday afternoon. It's going to be a killer sunset over on the island today. Let me frame our next guest this afternoon. Very excited about this. Let me just lay it out for you. English teacher in Costa Rica, Pan Am flight attendant for 17 years, a writer for United Airlines In-Flight Magazine. I met her husband, Ted. They've been married probably over 25 years now. A mother to sons Miles and Taylor. And what am I talking about here? I'm talking about Charlotte Dawn Gordner. She's the author of the book Crayon Dawn. Charlotte, welcome to the show. How are you this afternoon?
I'm great. It is gorgeous out here today.
See, she's rubbing this in, ladies and gentlemen. You have to first remember she is a local lady, and she is a local lady who lives on Pensacola Beach. And so, how's that sunset this afternoon?
Well, I can't see it from here, but the sky's getting to turn pink. It's just been a perfect day.
First of all, congrats on the second book. It is a beauty. I got to tell you that. I don't know if I mentioned this to you earlier. I brought it into staff on Monday, and just to show people the book and show how pretty. The very first thing out of almost 100% of everybody I showed the book to, the photographs. They just went nut over the photography. Who did this book for you?
I did the book.
Okay, good.
I took all the photos, and people find it hard to believe that every photograph of the book was shot with an iPhone.
No.
Yeah, it's really iPhones. It's amazing what they can do. And a couple of the photographs were taken maybe 6 or 7 years ago on a kind of a primitive iPhone, like an iPhone 5 or 6 mm-hmm. or something. But there's no color editing done to any of the photographs. The only editing I've done, or any kind of special effects, the only editing I did was to crop the pictures to make the horizon line straight. And it's just amazing what is. I wanted people to see what I really saw without a whole lot of editing. And who knew that you could publish a book of photographs and really not be a photographer? I guess I'm a photographer now, but I've always considered myself a writer. So this is a great experience for me to put together. Of course, I had the best model in the world, Pensacola Beach at dawn. Yeah. There's no place prettier. So it was really fun putting this together.
And this afternoon, we're talking to Charlotte Gordner, the masterful creative director of this book, this beautiful book, it's Crayon Dawn. And I just can't, like I said, just keep looking at this thing. But one thing that kind of impressed me about the book, you kind of break it down into sections. I like that, like mm-hmm. the pelicanish, the brat, these type of different, the boundaries. How did the concept come about this book? I know it's pretty much the DNA's in Pensacola, isn't it?
Raised here, and I will never leave unless the bank makes me. I don't think they will, though. it kind of came about during a really transitional time for me. I suffered some pretty significant losses kind of right in a row. My cherished niece passed away unexpectedly. It was just out of the blue that just brought us all to our knees. And then my best friend passed away a few weeks after that. And my parents were soon to follow. So it was a time of big transition, and I had insomnia, and I would just take to the beach every morning, before the sun even came up. And I just began to heal. And it's as though the dawn was whispering secrets to me as I'm walking. There were so many things that occurred to me, whether it's God or Mother Nature or Gaia or whatever you want to refer to this incredible spirit of the universe.
Right.
I just began healing, and it's a habit now that I never miss a day. I walk the beach every single day of my life, rain or snow.
Just a bit. We had a great time. Let me just kind of set this up. We met I first met Charlotte on Sunday. We were doing a fundraiser Sunday for our friend Jerry Blank. We had Jerry on the show. Actually, we had Jerry on the show at the fires, when the fires were happening in the Pacific Palisades in Southern California. And then we had him on Friday as he was in town to do the fundraiser that we did on Sunday. Interesting, I get a text from Jerry. They are listening to us in Los Angeles right now.
Oh, no kidding.
So this is very, very unique. He flew out and he says, I'm in Los Angeles and we're going to just take you on the app on that side. So thank you, Jerry. We appreciate that. A lot of folks over at the makeshift dojo in the Pacific Palisades. Jerry Blank's over there doing his thing. But your book was so inspirational to a lot of folks. I looked at I call it the reunion that was on Sunday, because I ran into so many people that I've had 40, 50 years, 60 years experience with, growing up with on the beach and on the island. But, after opening your book and kind of starting to digest some of it, you could really feel it. It was Pensacola, or it is Pensacola in that book.
Yes, and it's where we all hung out together.
Yeah, absolutely.
The photographs were taken from where the old parking lot used to be. There used to be a parking lot between 11th and 12th.
Mm-hmm.
And it's where we all hung out. It's some of the best memories of my life, hanging out with my surfer friends, here on Pensacola Beach in the 1970s.
You know, like J.J. Waters, one of the surfing chicks of Pensacola Beach, a legend in her own right. I mean, she's I grew up with all these surfing people, you know, Yancey and his kids and all of these folks. But when we do a reunion or we do a fundraiser like that, the locals showed up, didn't they? And they really support their own.
Everyone did. Yeah, it was just a great day.
Well,
and I think Jerry's so happy.
Yeah, you know, we're so proud of Jerry and what he's done in Southern California. You know, Jerry first went out there, I think it was like in 1982 or so. I went out in 70, and Jerry followed. But I used to always run into Jerry in Southern California all the time. I always stayed in touch with him and talking about an athlete. Now, that Jerry Blank should be recognized in the Pensacola Sports program as a great athlete, world-class eighth-degree black belt. Karate expert. Yoshikai is their form of karate, and he needs and really he deserves the respect of being really recognized here in Pensacola.
Yeah, he just sent a note back to us that he is going to be able to replace all of the belts and
nice.
T-shirts
nice.
and everything all these kids have lost in the fire. So that's going to be really great for all his kids. And his adults, he works with as well.
Cheryl, I really had a great opportunity to meet you and your husband on Sunday. You guys have an unbelievable fantasy land story about your life, how this all came about. But it all comes back to Pensacola, doesn't it?
It does.
I tried so many times. But there's something about this area that kind of draws you back. Okay, how can somebody see the book Crayon Dawn? And also, how could they go about purchasing a copy of this book?
Well, I would like to continue giving all the proceeds of the book to Jerry and his kids and his dojo through Sunday. I guess that's
okay.
March 2nd.
Yeah.
So if you go to crayondawn.com, anyone who orders any books, and there's even a deal where you can buy three and get one free. They're great for gifts.
Right, absolutely.
It's a big coffee table book. It's actually a pretty sizable book. But you can go to crayondawn.com and purchase the book there. And if it's purchased this week, I will give all the proceeds to benefit Jerry and help him rebuild his dojo. And then if you want to buy the books locally, I can't give the proceeds.
Because they
bought the books, but they're all over town. They're at Pizzazz, Prim and Proper, Hurricane Day Celebrations, Artisana, Grand Marlin, Intercoastal, Lee Tracy, Portofino, Innerlight, downtown, Culprey's Apothecary, Jen's, Sea Glass Beach Cottage, Sundog Books at Seaside. They're everywhere. So you can buy them any of those places around town, or just go to the website and buy them from me. And if you buy them from me, if you want to get them signed, I can arrange to meet you somewhere and I can sign them for you.
And you signed mine.
I did.
Listen, it's been delightful. Thank you so much for your time this afternoon. Charlotte Gorder, what an artist, what a writer, what a visionary in terms of this project. It's called Crayon Dawn. Charlotte Dawn Gorder, listen, thank you so much for your time today. All right, listen, she was delightful. On Sunday, and we're trying to raise money for Jerry Blank's burned-out dojo and things like that in the Palisades. And they are listening to us today in Southern California, so we welcome our listeners on Pacific Coast Highway this afternoon.
Absolutely. Just about 5:54 here, we will take one last quick break. When we return, Americans' view of the nation's economy is souring. No big reveal there. We got details on why, though, and more coming up in just a couple minutes.
Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin. We'll be back after this.
Delicious seafood is what you'll find at Davis Catfish House. Davis Catfish serves only the best Mississippi catfish, fresh Gulf seafood, and delicious homemade sides. Weekday specials include two times Tuesday, six free shrimp added to the six-piece dinner. Wednesdays offer lunch basket specials. And everybody's favorite, Shrimp-tastic Thursday, $5 off all-you-can-eat shrimp. Serving fresh seafood daily, visit David's Catfish House on Dogwood Drive in Milton. See you at David's.
News Radio 92.3 is proud to be a partner in the success of a lot of local businesses. We want your business to be part of this success story in 2025 with our unique platform to showcase your powerful message. Every day, News Radio's Pensacola Expert Panel provides an opportunity unlike any other. Hi, I'm Meg, host of the Pensacola Expert Panel. Let us help you share your message. Contact us to get you and your business part of the Pensacola Expert Panel. Call 850-262-6000.
Here's what's happening around Pensacola this week. The Pensacola Grand Mardi Gras Parade is Saturday, beginning at 2. Join in the true showcase of community spirit and celebration. Get all the info at PensacolaMardiGras.com. Sunday is the Mardi Gras Parade with Island Atmosphere. The crew of Rex Parade rolls at 2 on Pensacola Beach. See PensacolaBeachMardiGras.com. Find more events and submit yours at NewsRadio923.com.
When you listen to News Radio 92.3 on Saturdays, you get The Garden Line Encore at 9, At Home with Gary Sullivan at 10, Swan Capital at 1, Let's Go Pensacola at 4.
Now, back to Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
News Radio 92.3, Pensacola Right Now, rocking out with you this afternoon. Thanks to Sharla Gorder. Spent a delightful 7 or 8 minutes with her talking about the book Crayon Dawn. And I encourage you, check it out. The photography will absolutely take you away here. I want to talk about a couple of kind of a knucklehead stories here. I think you'll like these. The infamous Fry Festival. Remember this? Do you remember this? It was the fake festival in the Bahamas that left hundreds stranded on the island nearly 8 years ago. This event's getting a sequel. Golly. Todd Pirro has more on this.
Fire Festival founder Billy McFarland is attempting to make a return for round two, this time in Mexico. He spoke to our own Jesse Waters last year about his plan for a Fire 2.
I think Fire 1 is just this cultural moment where people just left their comfort zones, embarked on this adventure, and it's like met people who materially impacted their life. And that's what I'm trying to build for Fire 2.
In 2017, Fire Festival was a disaster in the Bahamas, despite being advertised as a luxury experience. But deluxe rooms they promised never existed, and people were left stranded at the airport.
All right, and one last quick check of the roads and weather here. Just have some minor issues on Avalon Boulevard, on Highway 90 traveling eastbound near Avalon Boulevard, and on I-10 traveling westbound passing the I-110 north ramp. As for the weather, 70 degrees, low of 50 tonight. Going to be foggy this evening, so be careful out there.
All right, it has all of the makings of a Netflix cult docudrama. Did that get your attention there?
Yes.
Okay, Griff Jenkins has more on this trending story.
This is Fox on Justice. A cult-like group called the Zizians is being linked to at least 6 killings in 3 states, including the recent death of a Border Patrol agent in Vermont. The Zizians appear to be largely transgender, united in anarchist beliefs, including radical veganism, and turned violent. The alleged leader, 34-year-old Jack Lasota, who goes by the name Ziz, and 2 other members were arrested on charges of trespassing and gun possession in a remote area of Maryland.
They gave different names, which is a telltale sign they're trying to hide something.
Allegheny County Sheriff Craig Robertson says he has no idea why they were there.
The only thing that I'm curious about is why they chose this particular area to try to camp out at. And we're still developing that.
The 3 in Maryland, including the leader, are being held without bond, with the FBI now involved in the case. Griff Jenkins, Fox News.
And mentioned this before the break, Americans' view of the nation's economy is souring. The latest consumer confidence reading shows the largest monthly decline since August of 2021. For the first time since last June, the expectations index was below the threshold that usually signals a recession ahead.
Okay, SS United States, we're tracking it for you this afternoon. Right now, that ship is moving 4.37 miles per hour. It's in the Atlantic, just directly east of Port St. Lucie, Florida. as it makes its way to the Mobile shipyards and eventually off the coast of Destin. Come on back in about 15 minutes. Got some great news coming up on 92.3.
You're listening to News Radio 92.3, WNRP, Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.